And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 162, as I search for a pin, and there's none to be found. All right, well, never mind. Spotlight on Walt Disney's Uncle Scrooge in Only a Poor Old Man. During this period in 1952, this would be issue number 386, according to the cover, at least the one we got. It was a Dell publication, not the Dell that makes computers, mind you. That's a completely different thing.
What about the singer Dell?
I don't think it has anything to do with him either. But anyway, this is about circa 1952. This is probably our oldest comic book that we've gone through.
And most valuable.
I would imagine. I would imagine so, yes. The cover has 10 cents on it.
10 cents?
Yeah. See, yeah. Walt Disney's Uncle Scrooge, published by Dell Publishing Company, Inc., 261 Fifth Avenue, New York. 16 New York, George T. DeKalrut, Jr., President, Helen Mayer, Vice President, Albert P. Wow. Why did they get the whole family in there? Single copies, 10 cents. Copyright 1952, Walt Disney, all rights reserved throughout the world. And I'm saying all that because it actually says that all rights reserved throughout the world. Nothing herein contained to be reproduced without permission of Walt Disney Productions, printed in USA, designed and produced by a Western printing and lithographing company. And that's hopefully the great and mighty Disney will not come and sue us for reading this comic. We're at, you know, this is reprinted, which is, you know, one of the reasons why I believe it was Murray that wanted to check this out, because he has the reprinted hardcover, right? Isn't that it?
No, I wish I had the hardcovers. I just have the soft covers, but they're like magazine sized.
Okay.
They're big.
Big old things. All right, so here we go. Well, Murray?
Hey. He hurts the other children in all the games. Got a Randy Newman moment there. Apologies.
All right, then. Murray, you want to take her away there?
Sure I can. I think Caleb suggested this, though.
I did.
Did you? I thought it was Murray.
Not the issue, but the idea of doing Carl Barks, so.
Oh, well, each one of you can Barks. Take it. Then. It doesn't matter to me.
And I don't know what made me think of it. I was actually sitting in the car, and all of a sudden I just thought, you know, we haven't done anything childlike in a while, and
well, except for podcasting in general, but yes, just, you're correct.
Just living. You're right. I just thought it'd be fun. I've always enjoyed these, and I remember, I'm reading this on my reader, and I remember when we were talking to Chris Roberson, one of the things he said was that these comics. Mm-hmm. Should be the template that he uses when he writes his digital comics and how they flow in a digital form.
Who did you say said that?
Roberson.
Oh,
really?
Really?
Huh.
Very interesting.
Saying that now, yeah.
And at that point, we didn't, you know, Comixology at all had not put any of the Duck stuff or any, you know, the Carl Barks in general on. For electronic reading, so.
Yeah, I still couldn't find it. Like, did you guys? I found some Duck stuff, but I don't think it's Carl Barks on Comixology.
I didn't look.
I tried looking, but I don't think it's. I think it's more modern Duck stuff.
I'll trust you. I had to go other means anyhow. I was. Didn't feel like going through Comixology.
Ugh, I don't blame you. I clicked my app on the iPad and then remembered, ugh, it's a useless app. I can't use it for anything anymore. And then I had to close it. And then I had to... Anyway, 20 minutes later, I had not found anything.
Well, that's kind of beside... That kind of defeats the point, though, doesn't it? So you want to... It's supposed to make it easier, not more difficult.
Yeah.
When you can find it easier on Pirate Bay than you can on Comixology, that's not good.
Pirate Bay, is that a site? Is that a thing for real?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
the Pirate Bay, not just Pirate Bay, but the Pirate Bay.
That is correct.
Huh.
Not that I know much about it, but
no, I just heard about it, rumors about it. Yeah.
Rumors.
Yes.
Rumors. Well, now I know about it.
Yeah.
Rumor has it.
Yeah. You got to be careful though, because some ISPs track where you go, and without the proper protection, may turn off your internet if you download certain things.
I need to find that protection. I need to put that on our systems. I keep meaning to. And
oh well, I can set you up with that. So
yeah, I
heard about it anyway.
Yeah, heard about. Anyway.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So yes, my idea, but Murray narrowed it down to the actual story. I would defer to Murray's vaster knowledge of, or more vast, faster, more vast, the knowledge of the duck.
That's just because whenever I hear Carl Barks, I instantly go Uncle Scrooge.
What else did he do, for goodness sake? I mean,
I think he did lots of duck adventures. I think he did all kinds of Donald Duck and, what's his name, Gyro Gearloose, and I think he was like all over Duckville in Disneyland.
All ducks all the time.
I think so. I don't know that he did Mickey, though. I think someone else is like the Mickey dude.
He was married a lot. He was married, it looks like, three or four times.
Was he? I don't know really anything about him. I've heard the name, but I've never...
Yeah. Wikipedia.
Okay. You want to give us some of that too, or because I doubt this will be quick.
I don't want to dive too deep. He was the go-to guy. Absolutely, looks like for the duck stuff. He died actually pretty recently. He died in August 2000 at the age of the age of 99.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hope I live that. I don't know if I want to live that long or not. Thanks.
He was still pretty active too. Like I think he was still doing paintings and stuff of the ducks and
yeah.
Well, I will go through this real quickly. Okay, so he created Ducksburg, along with Scrooge McDuck, Gladstone Gander, the Beagle Boys, Junior Woodchucks, Gyro.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Cornelius Coote, Flintheart Glomgold, John D. Rocker Duck. Magic of Dispel.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yes. And Will Eisner. Will Eisner dubbed him the Hans Christian Andersen of comic books.
Wow.
That's a very high
praise, isn't it?
Well, it's true, though. Like, if you look at the duck stories as, like, American fairy tales or American whatever, right? Like, he's the one creating the stories. I love that. The Hans Christian Andersen of...
That is impressive.
And he was personally a fan of Winsor McCay for the Little Nemo stuff. So kind of he was willing to dole it out as well as take the praise. He did work for Disney directly for quite a time. He has a filmography, I suppose, you know, real quickly, beyond comic books. He was also working on... Wow. He was working for them as early as 1937.
Wow. That is a long time.
But then, yeah, and then he looks like he moved on from the film division over to in 1944. So I guess it looks like during the war.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, a lot of his stuff was ultimately adapted into DuckTales, the cartoon.
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing when he passed now. Yeah.
So they took his not storyboard for storyboard or panel for panel, but the concepts that were in these stories were then adapted over into the incredibly cool DuckTales cartoon. So
I've heard it was really good, but I've never really watched it.
DuckTales was great. It was so it wasn't necessarily on the same level, I would say, with Batman Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Or even the Superman Adventures cartoon, but it had that same, clearly made for kids, but adults could dig on it as well.
Mm. Okay.
When I would watch it, I was always hoping for a Donald Duck appearance, but it did focus primarily on Uncle Scrooge and the nephews.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And his last thing that he got an award for was a reprint from the CBG Fan Awards in 1996. I didn't know it was still around in 1996, but yeah.
Neat.
Yeah, I thought so. So neat, sorry, neat. I digressed a bit there, but
no, that's cool, man. It's nice to know a little bit about his background. There's even a Wikipedia entry on this story we're about to go over.
Cool. So this story is like the first, it's like the first Uncle Scrooge comic, I think. He appeared a couple of years earlier. Let me see. So I'm looking at my Carl Barks library here, and it says Scrooge McDuck first appeared in December 1947 in a Donald Duck comic book, Christmas on Bear Mountain. Mm. And then it was met with so much enthusiasm that 4.5 years later, they gave him his own comic, and yes, it began to outsell Mickey Mouse and Walt Disney's comics and stories, and it even outsold poor old Donald Duck.
Wow.
So the one we're looking at is from, the numbering is kind of weird. It's called, I think, Four Color Comics.
Yeah.
Number 386.
It's just Four Color. It's not even Four Color Comics. It's just Four Color.
Yeah,
four,
that's what the...
Six. But it's also number one of Uncle Scrooge. Like, it's the first... I guess it's what they consider the first... I don't know how they do their numbering.
Okay, Four Color Comics also... Yeah, Four Color, also known as Four Color Comics in One Shots, was a long-running American comic book anthology series published by Dell Comics between 1939 and 1962. Titles a reference to the four basic colors used when printing the comic book: cyan, magenta, yellow, and black at the time. More than 1,000 issues were published, usually with multiple titles released every month. Exact accounting of the actual number of unique issues produced is difficult because the occasional issue numbers were skipped and the number of reprint issues were also included. Yeah, so... Nonetheless, Overstreet Comic Book Price Guide lists well over 1,000 individual issues, ending with 1,354. Currently holds the record for the most issues produced on an American comic book. Its nearest rivals are Action Comics that ended at 904 and Detective Comics that ended at 881.
And now those comics will never, ever, ever beat that record.
Nope. They won't.
Unless they go back to the old numbering.
Well, you know, you never know.
Marvel did that. Remember when they...
Yes, I remember when they did that. They did that for everything.
That's a cheat.
Yeah, it was.
Well, maybe it is.
They've done it more than once. Yeah. As a matter of fact.
So, anyhow. Sorry.
Anyway, here's the story. Uncle Scrooge. Walt Disney presents Uncle Scrooge. Only a poor old man, although really he should be poor old Duck, I guess, but go with only a poor old man.
Yeah.
And we see him diving in his money bin. I would so love to do that. If I can't live in the South in the sun and the heat, I want a big money bin where I can just swim through the coin.
I thought about doing that with my first check, but there's not that much money there.
Hey, real quick, I don't mean to interrupt. I want to, on the cover, I just love the fact that the nephews are sitting back there. They're fishing with little coin purses.
Yeah.
It's money like number one, implying that there are, in fact, other money.
Exactly. Lake. Yeah, and the depth gauge there, it says 20 feet. And the name of the ship that Donald is rowing is Pennywise. I think that it's a nice visual of the whole thing. It's a well done cover, I have to say.
Amazing! It's that's the guys from Archie owe so much to this whole setup.
I would imagine.
Anyhow, sorry.
All right,
and we should also mention that this Gemstone published selected this particular story for their free comic book day issue in 2005. And Barks expert Michael Barrier has dubbed the story a masterpiece. So, there you go.
Cool.
All right, sorry, go on.
All right, so Uncle Scrooge is diving in, And the caption box says, if you had a fortune of umpteen centrifugillion dollars, what would you do with it? I love that. Umpteen centrifugillion.
Oh, okay.
Fugillion, yeah.
That's a lot.
Well, rich old Scrooge McDuck has that much money, and this is what he does with it. He dives around in it like a porpoise. I love it. His nephew, Donald Duck, thinks the old boy is slightly money-struck. Yep, Uncle Scrooge, and you burrow through it like a gopher. And I toss it up and I let it hit me on the head.
Blubbity blub blub blub.
I know. Maybe you'd be different, but all... But that
I don't know. I think I would do the same thing. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Totally. That's all he does with his money. Now that I've had my recreation for the day, let's go into my office and talk business. I asked you to come over, nephew, because I think you need my wise advice. Totally. So Scrooge is sitting at his desk with his little feet up, and he's got money on the desk, and he's got a little gold money-shaped lamp.
He's wearing spats.
Yes, he is.
He's a rich dude.
Yep.
He is a rich dude. Spats, and like, what kind of coat is that? It's like a...
Like a Hefner-esque coat, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of is, yeah.
You're getting along to the age, nephew, where you should be a success like me. And Donald says, you mean rich? Yes, rich. There's no greater comfort than in having a fortune like mine.
And if then there's if I thought my throat could survive through this whole thing, I would try to do the Donald Duck voice, but I'm not going to try it.
Yeah, I will leave that to you.
No, it's fine. You go ahead.
So there's little buzzing that goes off, and... Uncle Scrooge grabs his rifle, and we see
blunderbuss framed
pictures. Yeah, totally framed pictures of his first dollar and his first half dollar
chained to the wall.
Yep. Just a minute, he says, and he grabs his little revolver and he shoots a moth. He's a good shot, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have to say.
Look at when it's banging. I don't know if this is in the publication, but the. The little stress things coming off him look like little ducks.
Yeah, I can kind of see it, yeah. Oh, yeah, I see it.
True.
I see it, yeah.
That's cool.
Yes.
It's a nice nice touch.
Mm-hmm. He could have eaten holes in $1 million of my money, says Uncle Scrooge. And then he hears a click and he goes, aha. And we see, just a brutal shot of a poor rat.
This.
Trapped in like a mouse trap or a rat trap, I guess.
Well, it was the 50s, so, you know.
I guess so. A rat, he could have chewed up $1 billion in greenbacks. As I was saying, Donald, there's no greater comfort than in having money. Lots and lots of money. And Donald says, you figure I'd feel safe and secure and all that sort of stuff. And Scrooge is like, yep, yeah, hang on just a minute. And he goes and he sprays... poison on this spider that's making a web on his burglar alarm because he doesn't want the burglar alarm to be short-circuited. And he continues to talk to Donald, but, you know, every few sentences, if you just stop spending your money and start saving it, he shoots off his revolver again. Worst year for moths I ever saw. And Scrooge says, you'll have to do without movies and vacations and silly pleasures like that, but eventually you'd have real pleasure like I've got it. And Donald's like, and after I'd stashed away a fortune, I could swim around in it like you do? That's right, nephew, that's the idea. You're probably wondering where your next meal is coming from, while I... And then there's some clanking and rattling and grinding, and Scrooge is like, what the blazes is that? And he goes to his window and he looks out... Oh, my stars, somebody's bought the lot next door to my money bin, and they're moving in stuff to build a building. Donald's like, what's wrong with building a building? You ignoramus, that building could be a blind for the biggest robbery in history.
I've never actually seen the word ignoramus until now.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. I think this is, I think this guy's a lot like my ex-father-in-law, actually.
he wears red coats and spats too?
I'm sure he would if he could get them, yeah.
Whoever's in that building could punch holes in my wall and drain out my money. Woe is me, I'll be a poor old man. And Donald goes downstairs to explore, and he's thinking, Scrooge is having a fit.
It's the Beagle Boys. Now I know. The Beagle. I just remembered who the Beagle Boys was. You said that a while ago. Now I remember the seeing cartoons with them in it.
I love the Beagle Boys. I'll have to go down and see what these builders are up to. No doubt they're just honest men trying to earn an honest living. I take that back. They're the Beagle Boys. And I don't know if this is the Beagle Boys' first appearance or if they had been, like, recurring burglar bad guys in the Duck books.
Let me find out.
I got this one.
Oh, you got that one? Okay.
Eventually they'd get their own comic, because I remember getting a couple of issues of it way back when I was younger.
That's just who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, go on.
Anyway, and the Beagle Boys are like, move in more shovels. We got to dig a deep cellar for our building. Yeah, deep cellar. They're the most awful gang of crooks in the country. Uncle Scrooge is in for trouble. He comes bursting into Uncle Scrooge's office. Put on your freight wig, Uncle Scrooge. It's the Beagle Boys. And Scrooge is horrified. The Beagle Boys, the terrible Beagle Boys, insects and rodents robbing me on the inside, and now the Beagle Boys on the outside.
Well, now if you snipe them from your window while you got a chance.
Well, that's exactly what he thinks. He goes to the window with his big rifle. They won't get away with it. I'll stop them right now, and as he puts the gun out, a great big
dirt digger thing.
What do you call those dirt digger things?
Bulldozer? Crane?
Nope.
It's like a bulldozer crane combo.
I don't know what you call it.
It's like on the Flintstones when he's using that.
Oh, yeah. Using a dinosaur?
Yeah, this is when I should have paid attention to Bob the Builder 100 years ago.
Yes, I've seen a few of those myself.
We've avoided Bob the Builder in our house, and now we're too old for that.
So. Yeah, our Bob the Builder phase was very short. Very short-lived, along with Thomas the Tank, also very short-lived.
But our Thomas the Tank engine went on for...
Oh, yeah, that's a staple in this household. That and SpongeBob.
I like how the Beagle Boys are constantly wearing their prisoner numbers.
Yeah, that's funny.
You know... Anyway, this machine, it chomps up Uncle Scrooge.
Oh, yeah, it says right here, the first story to feature the Beagle Boys in a major... They were been in stuff before this. The first story to feature the Beagle Boys in a major role is Only a Poor Old Man from March 1952.
Gotcha.
Serves as a template for virtually all future Beagle Boys appearances and establishes them a serious threat to Scrooge's fortune. That's from the wiki on them.
Gotcha.
Okay, so...
So this is their moment to shine in the...
Yeah.
Up till now, they've been hanging out backstage, waiting for the main act to break its legs so they could come on out as the understudies. And here they are. They got a chance.
They were like the Three Stooges, who originally were sidekicks.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, look at that. They are like the Three Stooges. Like the 300 Stooges.
There you go.
We wouldn't try any rough stuff if we were you, Mr. McDuck. And Scrooge just throws his rifle away at a moth. How much trouble can a man have? And Donald says, you were telling me what a comfort your money is. Stop arguing with me and help me get that moth. The darn fool government should print money on tin.
Wow.
Well, he's smacking the moth. He finds another rat trapped in its trap. Spray the curtains for spiders while I reset the rat trap. And close the windows. The Beagle Boys will get a ton of dust on my money. And Donald is just spinning. His head is like, wow.
Yeah, that's my ex-father-in-law for sure.
5 minutes later, poor old Scrooge is zonked out on the ground from stress, presumably. And Donald has called in the big guns. He's called in Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Sorry, Huey, Louie, and Dewey.
And my other brother, Daryl.
come on over here and help me take care of Uncle Scrooge. He's caved in. And bring the old tightwad of sand, which I bet he hasn't had time to eat for a week. So they take him in to recuperate in the money bin, and he's just lounging on the coins with a big sack of money behind his head. I suppose you boys wonder why I love my money so much. And all three of them say at once, yes, we'd kind of like to know. Well, all this money means something to me. Every coin in here has a story.
Jesus.
Wow, that's like, what did you say? 80 quintagillion centrifugillion stories?
That's a lot.
Set the bar high, Mr. Barks. How'd you make all this money, Uncle Scrooge, in the banking business? Banking. I made it on the seas and in the mines and in the cattle wars of the old frontier. I made it by being tougher than the toughies and smarter than the smarties, and I made it square. This silver dollar, 1898. I got that one in the Klondike. Froze my fingers to the bones digging nuggets out of the creeks, and I brought a fortune out instead of spending it in the honky-tonks. And years later...
That's a word I didn't think I'd seen in a Disney comic. But,
yeah, honky-tonk.
Yeah.
Years later, Don Rosa, who would go on to become one of the... Don Rosa? No.
I saw that name somewhere.
Yeah, Don Rosa. It is Don Rosa. He would go on and he would do like the... he would do the history, the life and times of Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, they talked about that in the wiki article.
Yeah. So he would take every little panel, like this one about Scrooge digging out his nuggets and stuff, and he would weave it all into this really intricate story that spread itself out over. I forget. It's four volumes.
Wow.
That I have, but I forget how many stories are in each volume. Definitely one, maybe two. Maybe two issues per volume, so over like eight or nine issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did the life story of Scrooge McDuck. It's amazing. It's a really cool read. Anyway, so Scrooge is tromping through the Yukon with his money on his back. And then he pulls out another dollar. This dollar, 1882. I got that in Montana, where I punched cows while I looked for a homestead. The other waddies laughed at me while I filed on a claim that was all mountains and rocks. But I'd poked around and I knew that under that scrubbily grass was one-third of the world's known copper.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. Then we see Scrooge like holding the money up to his beak and he's lovingly caressing it. You'd love your money too, boys, if you got it the way I did, by thinking a little harder than the other guy, by jumping a little quicker. And Donald shows up and says, you better start jumping again. The Beagle Boys are digging like beavers. The Beagle Boys, common thieves. I'm rested now. I'll take care of them. And he's got this determined look as he's standing on top of his coin. Is there any way to stop them, Uncle Scrooge? Not legally. I'll have to move my money to some safe hiding place. But that much money? They'd see you moving it. They'd hijack your money on the streets. No, they won't. I'll fool them like I fooled the brigands of Mongolia years ago. Get out of sight.
That's funny.
Boys, you trail those trucks and see where they're hauling that dirt. Donald, you go to a store and buy some things for me. I'll give you a list. That talk with the kids did me good. I feel like my old self again. Like the Scrooge that gummed up the James boys and outfoxed the Daltons. And he is walking down the street all jaunty, spinning his cane, confident.
Jaunty.
Very jaunty. Later on, the Beagle Boys are dumping that dirt in the old reservoir on Cedar Creek, say Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Good. I'll call up that owner and buy the reservoir. On the QT, of course.
Okay.
Night. Hammer that chisel. Donald will soon have a hole through the wall of my money bin. Huey, Louie, and Dewey? That's just wrong. It should be Huey, Dewey, and Louie, shouldn't it?
Isn't I,
Ghost.
I always had trouble with those names for some reason. I remember, but it's like my brain couldn't function on them. I don't know. But anyway.
Either way, Huey, Louie, and Dewey, be ready to hand up that chute and the trap door. Yes, Uncle Scrooge.
And like they break up their dialogue all the time.
I know. It's one sentence split three ways.
Yeah, it's they're the early Borg hive, I think.
Morning finds the Beagle Boys eagerly digging their cellar.
Which, by the way, that's called an excavator.
Yes. Thank you for
there we go.
Finding that, because that was driving me nuts. I was sitting there trying to figure out the name of it.
Oh, you guys are good. I still can't figure out what you're up to, Uncle Scrooge. And he's just giggling at his window. Notice that their trucks always stop before they drive down to be loaded.
Look at his curtains.
I know.
Yeah, he got dollar signs. It's probably made from the same thing money's made from. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, it so happens that we put that money chute right where they stop. Watch when I pull this trip rope. So he pulls this trip rope, and this section of wall kind of springs open, and the money chute just comes.
So they are, okay.
Yeah, so he's filling the Beagle Boy's empty truck with all the coin and money from his money bin.
Mm-hmm.
Now they'll dump some dirt on top of the money and haul the whole works out to my reservoir.
Yeah, luckily they're putting it in the reservoir, so it'll be all nice and clean when he gets it.
Yeah, yeah. Uncle Scrooge, you sly old fox. Yep, the Beagle Boys are moving my money for me, and they don't even know it.
That's pretty cool, actually.
The Beagle Boys haul and haul, and they're dumping all their stuff into the reservoir. Jiminy Crickets, it's taken a lot of hauling to move that little cellar full of dirt. But at last, we finally got our cellar dug, and now we can put up our building. And then, oh boy, oh boy. More days of toil and building. Days. They've got this building thing down to a science. They've, built their little wooden shack tower.
Yeah. It's like a siege tower.
In no time.
Mm-hmm.
It is like a siege tower. You're right. They're going to dump hot oil from it in a moment.
Tomorrow we puncture old Scrooge's wall. And then comes the big moment. Stand back. We'll fill our cellar with a gusher of money. But of course they realize it's all empty. Meanwhile, Uncle Scrooge and the ducks have been busy at the reservoir. Plant more lion mines. I need rings of them all the way around the lake.
It's like, how are we getting out of here again?
Came around. Land mines?
Yeah.
And don't let Princess Diana see you do that.
Yeah.
That's right. This is long before she was around. And
booby traps every tree.
Yep. Hook booby traps to every tree. Got to fix it so that nobody can get within blocks of this place. Hopefully those two little chipmunks, what are their names?
Chip and Dale.
Yeah.
Chip and Dale. Yeah, hopefully they haven't picked this forest to do any yet.
That would be bad.
Can't you just see Chip and Dale being blown to
smithereens? No, he's calling those booby traps, but what exactly are those things?
I'm sure we'll find out. Right now they look like sausages.
Yeah, but that are obviously spoiled because they're blue.
Moldy sausages. Well, that'll keep the animals away.
That would, wouldn't it? Sorry.
I've put you on the payroll at 30 cents an hour.
Definitely my ex-father.
Child labor laws mean nothing to old Scrooge.
Well, it is 1952, so.
Somehow I think 30 cents on the hour is still maybe...
I would imagine it's...
Underpaying slightly.
Yeah.
It'll take the Beagle Boys several weeks at least to figure out what became of my money.
Meanwhile, dad was only like 12 then, so...
I can be screening it out of that mud down there. So he takes this big barge with a big net attached to it and starts hauling up his money. Beautiful sight, isn't it? Beautiful, beautiful. But now that I've got it up here, what'll I do with it? If I spread it on the banks to dry, people might see it.
And if I leave it down
there, the mud will rot the greenbacks. Maybe I wasn't so smart after all. Oh, me, oh, my. Let's see.
Thought balloons. I missed thought balloons.
I know.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When I was salvaging treasure on the Spanish Main, I found lots of papers on the sea bottom. Old charts and letters that never decayed because they were sealed in jars.
Diving suit. Get...
Huh?
Oh. Look at the diving suit he's in.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like he's, a duck or anything.
Well, they can't breathe underwater.
They can spend a good long time underwater.
I'm sure, but, you know.
Yeah. However, I'll put my greenbacks in jars and sink the whole caboodle back to the bottom of the reservoir.
Caboodle.
Won't that be something? A lake of money with a film of water on top so nobody knows the money is there. All goes well, and after several weeks of labor, the old reservoir looks like a placid pond.
No one notices them pulling up the buckets.
Of course not. It's a secluded spot.
I can't even imagine what it would take to fill. Like, how many glass jars you'd need to fill.
I don't know, but I'm sure it's a lot.
For umpteen centrifugillion dollars. And somehow, I think science has got to play a role here, because... Mm-hmm. You put that many glass jars in a reservoir, eventually the lake's going to go up.
I would imagine, yeah.
Displacement.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Donald is looking out over the lake with Uncle Scrooge, and he says, I must say, you finally got a safe hiding place for your money, Uncle Scrooge. Yep. But, there's something lacking. What's that? I miss my daily swim. My money swim, that is. I can't get into that submerged money and dive around like I used to. The water cramps my style.
Oh, jeez.
Give me a hand. We'll scrape up just a little island of it. Just enough for me to burrow around in it for a while. So that's exactly what they do. They scrape up some coins. They create this little island in the middle of the lake. You're taking an awful chance. Somebody might see you. I know, but what's the use of having money if I can't have fun with it? Totally. The Beagle Boys are also about to give up. They've been at it for weeks. Wow. We've searched every house in town, and we can't find that old guy's money. How did he get it out of that bin, and where did he take it? I've gone half crazy from thinking. I've gone half crazy from working. I'm going fishing. Uh-oh. You are half crazy, says the other Beagle Boy.
This is not going to end well.
No, it's not.
He's crazy like a fox is what he is. Where are you going to catch any fish around here? Oh, I love the poster there. Papa. There's a big beard yes. Beagle Boy poster there.
The beard. The beard.
Used to be trout in there when I was a kid. And so it goes, the best laid plans of mice and men. Stand by to rescue me if I knock myself out, says Uncle Scrooge. He dives in.
You know what I always would like about these things where the animal, you know, the characters are animals?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, they're, you know, walk around or basically people. And then some of them are still food, like fish.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, what is with that?
It's all the... circle of life, I guess.
I guess it is. You can't. Fish are always going to be food. Okay.
Oh, boy, money. I love to dive around it like a porpoise and burrow through it like a gopher and toss it up and let it hit me on the head. And then the Beagle Boy gets to the reservoir and he's like, what the blazes? Who put a fence up here? And there's lots of funny wire on the trees like booby traps. See? He totally recognizes them for what they are.
Yeah, apparently so.
Nobody could be that finicky about strangers doing a little fishing. I'll shinny up this tree and see what's the pitch.
Shinny.
Uh-huh. See what's the pitch. What's the pitch? What's the pitch? I'm going to start working that into my daily conversation.
Okay.
Tickety-boo is now part of my youngest's...
Oh, jeez.
So thank you for that one, Murray.
Yeah.
Excellent. My work is done. So Beagle Boy is peeking through the trees, and he says, "Uck, wuck," and then he falls. Oh ho, ahi, ah. And Scrooge is like, well, now that I've had my recreation, we'll level off the island again. Nobody must know that there's umpteen fantasticatillion dollars gurgling under these waves. Jesus. Like I was telling you, nephew, with a fortune like mine, you could feel secure. I'd have nothing to worry about, eh, Uncle Scrooge? That's right. Peace of mind, like I've got it, nephew. Plus the pleasure of diving around in your money from time to time. Sounds like great stuff.
I know.
Well, since everything is under control, boys, I won't be needing your help anymore. We'll figure up how much I owe you, and I'll pay you off. We've already got it figured out, Uncle Scrooge. You owe us $80. Uncle Scrooge is like, $80?
Oh, that's hilarious.
You know, that's an awful lot of money to part with all at one time. Oh, me. Oh, my. There must be some way to shave it down a little, and you can see he's getting stressed out here. He can't even walk. He's got his cane, like, hooked to his beak. Quit stalling, says Donald. I've got it. I'll let you fish for your money, says Uncle Scrooge. Here, you can cast out these purses, and whatever coins you hook, you can have. Oh, boy. That sounds like a good deal, says Donald. This is a good deal for me. This is the end where I sunk the pennies. Uncle Scrooge.
His own family.
Oh, well, yeah. Don't get me started on that. That's why I was saying about being like my ex-father-in-law.
You have issues there, man. I'm sorry to say.
Oh, hey, you have no idea what that man was like.
I think we're getting an idea.
So, jeez.
He walked around in red house coats and cravats.
Yeah, well, it wasn't. He treated my ex like crap, man. And it was over money a lot of the times. Anyway, my bad. I'll shut up now.
Yippee, here goes, says Donald, and the kids are thinking they're going to catch $1 million. And then from the forest, we hear, can we go fishing too? And of course, it's the Beagle Boys. And Uncle Scrooge is horrified. So he comes running up to Donald. The Beagle Boys have discovered my money. They'll be coming in here with tanks and helicopters and hauling it away. Simmer down, says Donald. They can't rob you that openly. It's against the law. They'll figure out some way to get my money. They'll keep coming at me till they wear me out. Don't leave me, boys.
What?
You'll have to stay. Help me save my money again. And the kids are like stinging away. Once more around on the merry-go-round. Oh, that is the best. Okay, so Scrooge is kind of relaxing. He's relaxing in a hammock filled with gold coin.
Oh. Classic.
Look at the funny paper, Uncle Scrooge. The Beagle Boys have bought all the land down the creek. Oh, my stars, says Uncle Scrooge. That means they're going to try to break my dam. Load the cannons. Man the radar scope. Be ready for anything. Yes, sir. Even the geography is against Uncle Scrooge. All this lush bottom land now belongs to the Beagle Boys. Mm. And the Beagle Boys strike first through the air. Oh, this is awesome. The Beagle Boys have got floating balloons, and attached to the floating balloons, they've got magnifying glasses.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. The giant magnifying glasses are setting fire to the timbers of the dam. That's amazing. Donald, what are you waiting for? Shoot, shoot! And Donald lights up his cannon, which every good duck has sitting around.
Oh, yeah, you just order them from Acme.
And the cannon shoots right through the magnifying glass, ending that scheme. But, of course, there's another one just around the corner. Uncle Scrooge! What is it, Dewey? I was fishing, and I caught a fish that was trying to jump through the water gate. I told you to be guarding, not fishing. Throw the fish back in. But, Uncle Scrooge, this fish ticks. And they're brutal, those Beagle Boys.
Yeah, man, they ain't screwing around, are they?
the Beagle Boys had loaded the fish with a bomb. However, Uncle Scrooge just reaches in and pulls the bomb out of the fish, throws it into the water, I guess. Chase all the fish back down the creek and put a net across. Uncle Scrooge, they're sending trained cormorants to dive down and swipe your money.
Cormorants?
Yeah, they're probably like seagulls. Dirty, dark-colored seagulls.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think they're kind of noisy, too. Well, I mean, seagulls are noisy, too. They're...
Oh, yeah.
They're not exactly musical birds.
Cormorants, huh? Interesting. Got it right
in front of me. I'm just curious. Okay, sorry.
That's fine. We'll call you Wiki Boy today.
Yeah, they're found in Great Britain.
Hmm.
And Duckburg.
And Duckburg. But they're birds, again. These birds, they got hats and jackets. And then the other birds.
Exactly. They're less evolved birds, apparently. But smart evolution. Enough to be trained, though. So.
That's right. Evolution works differently in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. But he is trying to talk to them here on another page over here, so I noticed.
All right. They'll never get rich that way, says Uncle Scrooge. There's a dirtier scheme afoot. Don't watch the cormorants that are leaving, Louie. Watch the ones that are coming. Oh, I see what you mean, Uncle Scrooge. Here comes some with napalm bombs.
My goodness.
And you're right, Uncle Scrooge starts talking to them. Tweet, jabber, quack, fonk, honk.
Yeah.
And they turned around. They're going back.
Yeah, he questioned their heritage, and they were offended and left.
That's right.
It's fonk with a PH.
That's right.
Just Nick, two panels over, read what he says.
I know cormorant language. I've trained thousands of them when I was in the pearl trade in Asia.
Yeah. He told them to turn back. Oh my God, that's funny. Oh, I'm going to have to read more of this stuff.
So now those poor birds are napalming the Beagle Boys. They dropped them on the Beagle Boys. Yeah, I told them to do that too.
Nice.
Don't stand there rubbing your burnt spots. Get going on plan four.
Man, they're hardcore in this comic.
Well, it's a lot of money. Come on. One look at those clouds up there and I can tell what their fourth try will be. Donald, fasten one end of this copper wire to a cannonball and shoot a line of it into the Beagle Boys' dooryard.
Oh.
Huey, run to the cabin and bring the tallest lightning rod you can find.
Uh-huh.
Airplanes, Uncle Scrooge. Yes, the Beagle Boys are up there seeding the clouds. They're trying to start a lightning storm because they know my money will draw lightning. But that lightning rod will keep any bolt from breaking my dam. And they send one lightning bolt through copper wire to the Beagle Boys' hideouts. And there you see what the copper wire was for as the Beagle
my
Boys.
My goodness.
Electric shock.
Science.
Fox.
Yes.
He's outsmarting us at every turn. He's just been lucky so far. We'll get the best of him yet. I'll say we will. That flag on the laboratory says number 176840 has perfected Plan 5, our secret weapon.
Okay.
Dude, it's in the laboratory. It's laboratory.
Laboratory?
You said it sounded like you said laboratory. I'm like, they're not going to the bathroom.
No, no. They're going to the laboratory.
Okay.
Is that how you spell laboratory?
Yeah.
Laboratory?
If only we had a teacher of some sort that we could ask.
Yeah, if only. This teacher... I don't even have words right now.
All right, let's do it.
That's what kind of September it's been.
All right.
Anyway, inside the laboratory, these are the new super species of beetles they've developed. Yes, they look like beetles, but ha-ha, once we get them into Scrooge's hands, his dam is doomed.
Oh,
doomed dam.
Yes. Well, now, according to Plan 5, we plant a story in the morning paper. And Uncle Scrooge sees that story. Ye cats! It says here that wooden dams are ideal places for termites. I hadn't thought of termites. I'll bet there's millions of them eating up all those timbers. Donald, you've got to go into town and buy something, anything, to drive out my termites. And it just so happens that on the way to town...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. They must be on the long game because, okay, they bought a huge amount of land to build a building to get the money out. And now they have apparently an incredibly talented geneticist in a secret laboratory genetically engineering termites that in fact look like beetles.
Yes.
Super termites, I might add.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just...
Makes you wonder why they're...
why don't they just quit...
burglaring in the first place.
Spend all that money on harebrained schemes and just save up their money and they can swim in it on their own. But anyway, I mean, you know, there wouldn't be a comic book if we did that.
On the way into town, as any good fairy tale should have, Donald happens to wander across the great new bug-destroying termites. Great new bug destroys termites. There's like this little booth set up with two... businessmen in black suits and beards and like...
Yeah, it's magic beans, that's what it is.
Magic beans, that's right. Yes, sir, you put these beetles to work in your timbers and they'll eat up the termites in no time. And Donald buys the whole bunch. And that's when they take off their beards, revealing that they are the Beagle Boys. Yep.
No.
It's okay, they were wearing glasses to cover their burglar masks.
Yes, they were.
I still don't get this plan, Five. What are those bugs that look like beetles? Termites, you dummy, a new kind of super termites. And so Scrooge just pours the super termites all over his dam. Get to work, you little buggy wuggies. And Donald's like, watch them bore into those timbers. And Scrooge is like, they're eating the wood. Are they supposed to do that? And the Beagle Boys have left a note at the bottom of their jar of bugs. Nope. This note I found in the bottom of the jar explains everything, says Huey or Dewey or Louie. We'll start spending your money in the morning. Thanks for planting our super termites, the Beagle Boys.
Quite a new twist on the monologuing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you don't have time for monologuing, use it.
You just leave a note at the bottom of the super termite jar.
I've been swaddled.
Alrighty, through the night, the rival camps labor to meet the catastrophe. Bulldoze, spreading basins all through these sloughs. Righto, 176-838. Here's a new spray I mixed up, Donald. See if it will drive out those beagle bugs. Too late, Uncle Scrooge. The timbers are like sieves. And the termites are increasing. They have families every 4 minutes.
Nice, they're breeding.
Cut down trees. We'll put up new braces faster than they can cut down the old ones. Nope, I guess that was only wishful thinking, because even as he brings the log up to the dam, it just starts getting eaten before it can even be put in place.
Reminds me of some of those Bugs Bunny cartoons where you see the...
That's right. Get out of the canyon, says Donald. The center stringer is giving way. And Uncle Scrooge says, there goes the main brace. Come on, Uncle Scrooge, help us roll boulders into the creek. I can't, Donald. I'm too tired to fight any longer. And we hear this big rumble and this pop. Run for your life, the dam is going out. It's like distant thunder, isn't it, say the Beagle Boys, or firecrackers on the 4th of July.
It's a beautiful panel. Look at that panel, isn't it lovely?
It's beautiful, all this money and coin. Bursting through the dam with water.
The beautiful one with the Beagle Boys are standing there and the sun is setting and their shadows.
That's gorgeous too.
That is just the layout of the panel with the sun and their shadows and like.
Yep. It is. It's very pretty.
But then, you're right, this next panel is pretty freaking amazing.
Then we have the call of nature as the dam goes breaking and the flood is flooding all over the place. And the Beagle Boys are just dancing on the sides of the river there. Looks like a flood did us Beagle Boys good. Yep, I'd say our soil has been greatly enriched. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm broke. My whole fortune went down the creek. Yeah, but you could get it back, says Donald. After all, we do have laws. That's just the trouble. Under the laws of floods and debris, that money now belongs to the Beagle Boys. All they have to do is go to court and claim the money as silt deposited on their land by the flood. Ye cats, says Donald. Scrooge McDuck is no longer the richest man in the world, say the Beagle Boys as they dance over their money. Us Beagle Boys is the richest. Listen to them bragging down there. Bragging because they outsmarted Scrooge McDuck. I'm only an old man, I guess. Too old to keep up with the new tricks. Just a poor old man that remembers the old tricks. Yes, I remember the old tricks, like that time in Baghdad. Well, never mind. Let's go down and congratulate my new rich neighbors. And Uncle Scrooge has this gleam in his eye, and you're thinking, oh, he's got something. I'd congratulate them with a box of spoiled eggs, says Donald. Uncle Scrooge is up to something, says Huey or Dewey or Louie. Hadn't we better go into town and file claim on this money, say the Beagle Boys. Yep, but wait, here comes old Scrooge. Let's see what's on his mind. Boys, I come to offer my best regards. You outsmarted me and you did it fair. You mean you ain't mad at us? Certainly not. I admire brains, and you boys have got 'em. I had brains, too, in the old days, but now I've got a head like a soft tomato. Could you find it in your hearts to grant a poor old man one little favor? Maybe, said the Beagle Boys. It's just that I'd like to have one last swim in this money before you haul it all away. You swam in that stuff? Every day for years, it's the only pleasure I ever had. Well, if that ain't one for the book, go right ahead. And in he goes. He's diving around like a little porpoise. If I didn't see it, I wouldn't believe it. Watch how I dive around in it like a porpoise. And see how I burrow through it like a gopher and toss it up and let it hit me on the head. And the Beagle Boys are like, say, that looks like it'd be fun. It is. It's your money now. Why don't you dive into it and learn how to enjoy it? The old boy's got something there. Last one in's an honest man. So they all dive in and crack their heads on the gold. How odd, says Uncle Scrooge. The Beagle Boys bounce like they'd hit a solid wall. And feel those heads. They're like soft tomatoes.
My God.
They'll be unconscious for weeks, says Donald. Months. And to think it happened to them before they could get to court and claim my money. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Uncle Scrooge, how come you dived all the way from that bluff and you didn't get hurt? Asked the three little ducklings. Well, I'll admit, it's a trick, says Uncle Scrooge. Now let's get bulldozers and trucks and haul this money back onto my land. Hidey-ho! So Uncle Scrooge gets all of his money back and things are again as they were. If you don't mind, Uncle Scrooge, the kids and I would like to get paid off now and go home, says Donald. Oh, no, not yet. I haven't found time to tell you what a comfort you'd get out of a fortune like mine. And Donald is, he's like, he's had enough. If you've got comfort, I'll take vanilla. Shut up and pay off.
What does that mean, I'll take vanilla?
I guess he'd rather have vanilla than a million fantaquillion dollars?
Yeah, I'll take the quintillion.
Yeah, but I'll take the stress that goes with having a jar full of money. You may not know it, Uncle Scrooge, but your billions are a pain in the neck. You're only a poor old man. Goodbye. So the ducks go off. They're counting their money, and Uncle Scrooge looks sad for about a panel. Ha! Kid talk. No man is poor who can do what he likes to do once in a while. And once again, he starts to dive around in his money like a porpoise and burrow through it like a gopher and toss it up and let it hit him on the head. The end.
It's kind of like a spiritual, and that repeated stanza about diving in my like a porpoise, burrow like a gopher, and let it hit me on the head.
I know. I love it. This was such a good choice. I got to dig through and read a couple more of these tonight. I love me some Uncle Scrooge.
Good choice, man. I'm.
Yes, it was a good choice, Caleb.
Good choice to you as well, Murray.
We all made good choices.
Tip of the hat to you, my friend.
Yeah. My rich hat, my big, tall, whatever hat he wears.
The Scrooge McDuck top hat.
Top hat, that's it. Top hat. Yep.
Are you out there, Chris?
We've lost him.
I hope we're still recording. Oh, God, was that recorded? I hope it was recorded.
Oh, sorry. I hit my mute button, I guess. I'm back.
Jeez.
Sorry. I must have hit the button. Right, it's right there on the cord. So, anyway, I just found the list on Wikipedia of all his Disney comics, Carl Barks. Wow. Oh. Ooh, crap. Pardon me. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, man.
It is.
I did enjoy that, I have to say. Well, okay. We got anything else?
Yay. Scrooge McDuck. Yeah, go, cool. You know what you should do? Chris, find some of these on the DuckTales cartoons. Watch them with your nephews.
Yeah, I might have to do that.
Your own personal Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's see. I guess that's it for this week, or unless you guys got something else.
I'm just glad we did this. I needed a break from the dreary darkness of 5 years later.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. I haven't really caught up with it that much, the one-shots. I've been busy with the new job and stuff.
I think the only one I've read recently was the Batgirl one, and it was dark.
Oh, I read the Grayson one. That was... I liked how they did it, but it was very dark, too.
Dark? The actual one, read the Birds of Prey one if you want to get the rest of that story, Murray, and the darkness continues.
Huh.
The rest of the Batgirl story?
Yeah, it ends in the Batgirl, but there's kind of a stanza of sorts in Birds of Prey by Futures Now, or whatever.
Futures In?
Whatever.
Yes. All I can say is October can't come fast enough when we get cheerful, happy, hip to the groove Batgirl.
That'll be.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, this was.
That's it. She smiles. Woohoo!
I was not a great send off for Gail Simone for Batgirl, if you ask me.
Oh yeah.
No, I mean I think she was happy that she got to include other Batgirls that some people like, I guess, but yeesh, it was grim. Like, so grim. Ooh.
Yeah.
Unlike the Uncle Scrooge comic we just read.
Which was not grim.
No, it wasn't at all.
Alright, let's wrap it up.
As always,
I'm just doing your job.
Oh, okay. As always, you can email us at podcast@talesfromthelogbox.com, and you can join us on the Facebook page on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook page. TalesFromTheLongBox.com. Just do TalesFromTheLongBox. Just do a search. Sorry, man. I don't know what's going on with my brain all of a sudden. I'm just like, woo. Anyway, and as always, you can comment on the actual episodes, and they are saved from spammers. They try daily, but I've been keeping them at bay somehow. Don't ask me how. It's amazing. Anyway, that's about it for this week. Until next time. We are out.